Welcome back, everybody, to the 25th episode of the Customer Ed's Nugget Podcast. I'm Independent Learning Tech Analyst John Lay, and I'm here today with Josh Squires, SVP of Strategy and Growth at Bongo Learn, market leader in video-based skill verification. Josh, welcome to the podcast. It's great to have you here.
Thanks, John. Really, really stoked to be here. Looking forward to diving right in and getting some good conversation going.
All right. On this podcast, we talk about everything in customer education, learning technology in 10 minutes or less. And we've done quite a bit so far. And one of the things that has really changed in the industry in the last 18 months or 24 months is the evolution of AI and its impact in every part of learning technology inside a customer and partner education. Everybody always thinks of the content development aspects of it, or the agentic learning, or maybe even the analytics. But one part that they continually overlook is the whole idea of AI-assisted skill verification and what that means, especially in partner education. And it's my favorite AI enhancement is because it's the only one that's tied to revenue. The rest of them are tied to cost savings, and that's great, or process improvement. That's also great. But there's nothing better than being tied to revenue inside a customer education organization, because it makes you indispensable. And so what we're going to talk about today is, what is this concept of skill verification and what are the benefits of using it? Josh, you're the expert. Tell me what this skill verification is and how AI assists it.
I've been doing this whole L&D thing for well over 25 years now, both from an academic as well as a practitioner and into kind of the corporate space. And the number one thing that's always kind of lacked is, we've always kind of had the ability to kind of build learning at scale, measure whether you actually understand it at scale. But what we've never really been able to do is basically say, hey, I know it, but can I do it? And historically, the best way to do that is you got a manager looking over your shoulder with a tick box list and, going through kind of the rubric framework saying, yep, Josh did that out of 1 to 5. He did a 4 on this, and a 3 on this, and a 2 on that, and a 5 on that one. And that's great when you have the bandwidth and you have the organizational leadership to kind of push those types of value assessments. Problem is, they're few and far between, and they're really, really expensive to scale. So Bongo's been playing with this whole AI space since about 2018, 2019. And we really kind of dialed in on, can you do the performative? Can you actually show me what you're doing, talk me through it, give me a teach back, and get me actually describing and doing video of what it is I'm doing, at which point Bongo can not only coach, but can also validate whether you're on point or not.
What's your top reason of why do you use skill verification?
Well, look, one of the kind of areas that we're really interested in the kind of the customer ad or enablement space is this concept of partners. And I oftentimes feel that partners are a little bit of the redheaded stepchild a lot of times, where they drive a significant amount of revenue, but it's usually kind of that Pareto principle where it's, the top 10% of partners drive the 90% of value. And ultimately what we're trying to do is democratize that number. We're trying to level set that, where we can basically very quickly determine if a partner is going to perform at scale just by them validating that they actually know how to do the pitch, or they can implement the product, or they can talk about the process. And oftentimes, within kind of the traditional partner education motions, we kind of get them through that learning journey. We get them kind of up and ready. Maybe we kind of do a little round table, round robin pitch session, and then we put them out to the wolves. We don't have the teams most of the time to support the partners. Usually it's a small tiger team that's managing a big partner network. With most organizations, there's some that really have it dialed in. But our goal is really to kind of make sure that I can get every single partner not only confident in the service that they're offering, but I can actually be confident in the partner that they're articulating the service that I want them to share. So I think, this revenue, driving revenue at scale and that democratization layer across the partnership layers really got me fired up.
Yeah, me too. Because that's all we talk about here. Well, let me pile on that as a recovering LMS sales guy. If I actually did go to my boss, and my boss was there with the rubric that you said, and you checked all that, and I say, okay, I got a 3 or 4, a 3 or 4, I walk away without any coaching, or maybe just a little bit of coaching. And what I really like about tools like this is that you get to practice and practice and practice in a safe zone until you get it right, and then you can submit it for grading in an official way. And so for a lot of salespeople, that practice part is, you have to do it in the lion's den, in front of a client every single time. And so to be able to handle those objections or whatever that verification is in a safe environment is something that really makes salespeople more efficient, that allows them to drive more revenue. Take number three, Josh, what do you got?
One of the other things that I think that it also offers a lot of value is kind of this concept of brand. If we look at the top brands and how they kind of do partners, you're excited to be part of that brand. If I'm looking at ServiceNow, if I'm looking at HP, if I'm looking at IBM, if I'm looking at Microsoft, I'm pumped that I'm part of that. But if I'm Microsoft or ServiceNow or HP or some of these guys, I'm like, okay, yeah, I want you. I definitely want you, but I need to make sure that I can validate you. And the performance bit before I get you actually out there reselling or kind of working with my product and representing my brand that I've spent a lot of time, money, and energy building and making a really powerful marketing message. I want to put you through some strict process. And if we look at a lot of kind of the certification workflows, which are powerful, the end certification oftentimes is a multiple choice test. Maybe it's a virtual lab, which is a little bit more practical, but the virtual lab isn't oftentimes combined with, can I walk you through what I'm doing? It's more of a button click. It's more of, I can show you, but can I tell you?
Cool. No, that's great. Because they're selling in your stead, so they gotta maintain your brand standards. I'll take number four real quick, and I'll do it real quick because it's about speed. If you do it the old-fashioned way, like you said, it becomes expensive, but it's more untenable just because you have to try to coordinate it all around the world. If you do it through AI, you can literally do it in an afternoon. Everybody do it this afternoon, and you can get your feedback and verify for a new product rollout or something instantaneously. And that is something that you can just make a tremendous, ginormous impact on your organization with very little effort. With very little effort, and that's a great thing to do. Last one is all about ROI. It always is. Tell us about it, Josh.
Well, end of the day, if I can't do ROI, then it's no point in doing it, right? And that's it, right? How do we kind of enable our partners to kind of get to market fast and make sure that they have their skill set, make sure that they're delivering consistently, making sure that we're predictable, right? And that right there is the magic word. I need to make sure that if you go through my certification process, all right, I have a predictability modeling capability that basically says, all right, this guy's going to be XYZ amount of revenue. I need to provide ABC amount of services to support that. And we can then scale that, all right, in a very clean, easy framework.
Preaching to the choir. Well, there you have it, folks. All the reasons why you want to use AI-based skill verification. You want to use it to drive revenue, protect your brand, be able to do verification fast and speed up different processes. You want to allow your best learners to practice until they become your very best learners. And most importantly, if you're not doing all your efforts tying to return on investment inside your organization, you're not doing a great job. So for just those five reasons alone, you should consider using the power of AI assessments. There you have it, folks. Josh, thanks for joining me today. It was great to have you.
John, really appreciate being invited on today.
Awesome. Listeners, thanks for tuning in to another episode, and we hope to see you on the next. You can find more of our fiercely independent information at talentedlearning.com, and you can check out Josh's solution at bongolearn.com. Have a great day, everyone. We'll see you soon.